Prologue. "But Mum, why?" she asked, her face looking into mine, tears spilling down oyster satin, bridal bouquet flung to the four winds. No one was there to catch it. "I don't know, love. What could I say?" My heart was lying with hers on the cold church steps. "He seemed fine yesterday. What happened in the last 24 hours? I looked into her eyes and shook my head. I had nothing to offer her. No plaster to cover the greys, no ice cream to sweeten the bitter taste left in her mouth. All I could think was, how will we ever get over this? And in the middle of my daughter's devastation came the unbidden thought, would I still have to pay for the fucking finger buffet? I hugged her. This wasn't about the wedding, not even about the controversial buffet at £20 per head to be served at 10 p.m. on the off chance that some greedy sod would still be hungry after the £60 per head dinner at 5 p.m. Nor was it about the silk dress costing 3 months' salary, the perfect cake covered in fresh roses to match the perfectly pale-scented bouquets and table arrangements. Oh, the table arrangements. It was March, so roses apparently had to be imported from Kenya, and though I insisted Sophie had everything she wanted, I couldn't help wonder if it would have been cheaper to fly there first class and collect them myself. "What do we do now?" she asked. I didn't mention the obvious, which was that we could make a start on eating that finger buffet for 500. I didn't know what to say. I ripped off my powder blue fascinator and we gazed out at the church garden, like the answer lay somewhere among the vicar's host of golden daffodils. The magnolia was almost over. Waxy white petals lay on the ground, huge overblown blooms too beautiful to last longer than a week or two. Is that what happened to Sophie and Alex? Was it all too beautiful to last? We'd certainly aimed for beauty and perfection with this wedding. As a single mum, I was determined to pay for the wedding with overtime at the supermarket where I worked and late shifts. Constant saving and scrimping on everything had paid for the dress, the flowers, and the reception. Then, just when I thought it was safe, the vicar had wanted his cut. Can you believe it? Even God was on the wedding bandwagon these days.